Welcome into 96.5 The Fan. No trades yet. No trades.
Not yet, baby. Not yet. But I'll tell you what, they're still talking about DeAndre Hopkins, aren't they?
You think Max checked his phone yet?
Mac, wait till you see this morning's trade who the Chiefs got.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we can rest easy today. Nothing that we know of yet.
Yeah. I checked my phone this morning.
Yeah. Well, we blocked all the Chiefs news from your phone so we can catch it live. And if you missed it yesterday, Mac reacting live on the air was just as priceless as it could get. I'm not going to lie. I felt like a proud father. I was like, you could be my son. You know, if I was had you when I was 21, you'd be my child right about now. Dusty, not quite. If I was 10.
Yeah, it'd be a little weird.
You never know.
Never know.
You never know. You never know.
Never know when they start swimming.
That's exactly right. But so Mac yesterday with that priceless reaction, I was getting people that you would never expect to text me Max facial reaction, thinking it was the greatest thing that they've ever seen. I mean, it was really funny yesterday. Not funny, so fun. Fun yesterday. Fun day yesterday. Good job by you guys. That was our first big moment, I think, as a show yesterday. And I thought everybody really stepped it up, man. We had that story covered better than anybody. We weren't talking college football or college basketball or anything like that. We had you covered here, and I think Max did a really nice job yesterday producing. You did a really good job yesterday as well, Dusty. I thought we handled that thing well yesterday. And we got a tweet from one of our longtime listeners that I thought really kind of summed up everything and said, if this reaction that you guys had on the air isn't a commercial for 96.5 The Fan.
Promo
or whatever. Yeah. I don't know what is. He goes, it's really cool to see the hosts have a true general reaction like the fans were having yesterday with the DeAndre Hopkins news, because it was big news. Now you have a couple stragglers out there still and whatnot. And there are some people who, for whatever reason, do not like the move, but overall, I think everybody is very, very, very excited about what's going on with the Chiefs in that move. And here's the tweet from @OldManNan on Twitter. If this isn't a promo for 96.5 The Fan, then I don't know what else could be. It's great to see just how big of fans the hosts are. Glad y'all captured this. And the video is up on our X page, and you can go see Mac's reaction finding out live. Thank goodness the cameras worked yesterday to set all that up. But I just wanted to say to you guys, great job yesterday. You both did an unbelievable job yesterday.
Yeah, I'm glad that you held it in. Because judging by the video, you were about to spill the beans.
You guys both on the tip of your tongue. It's so fun watching your guys' faces before I freak out. It's awesome.
You're just like, what? Who? Huh? Where? When? Why? How? We got DeAndre Hopkins. Great. And that's all anybody was talking about yesterday, right? Like, everybody was loving the DeAndre Hopkins move yesterday and having conversations about it, until they went outside and smelled the dumpster or whatever the hell that was yesterday.
Nah, it was cow pies from Iowa.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's definitely stank.
Oh, I walked out of the building and I looked at Dusty and I go, God, it smells like a dumpster. I thought exactly it was the Deffenbaugh dump, you know?
Nah, man, it was mad cow disease or something from Iowa. Just
straight poo.
And then my daughter last night goes, was that our garbage that smelled yesterday? Or like there a weird smell in the air? Because I thought it trailed me to school. Like I opened the trash can, you know, because we got some funk in there right now. And she goes, I thought this thing trailed me to school and I was smelling. I go, no, the whole city smelled yesterday like a dumpster.
Yeah, dude, it was not good. It was from what I read, it was from the state of Iowa. It was a waft of wind that was coming south, which is why it was a little bit warmer yesterday and today, I guess, as well. There's that northern, I guess it should be cooler if it's coming from the north,
right?
But it was
methane.
Yeah,
it warming was, it up.
I think they had a couple of quarter pounders from I think I know where the E. coli came from.
Iowa.
Yeah.
That's exactly where it came. But this happened a few years ago. Like a cow farted and the whole city smelled.
You gotta watch out, man.
It was like, what the hell happened? They go, cow farted up in Iowa. I'm like, oh, all right. Well, if a cow farts in Iowa, I guess you smell it in Kansas City, huh?
Yeah. No, the DeAndre Hopkins thing, I know obviously if you guys saw the clip from Pat McAfee show yesterday, is like, per sources, the Chiefs are not done yet. Whatever that means. I think that's really vague. I don't think anybody's done. I think everybody's probably still active. They've got, less than about a week and a half, about a week and a day, actually.
9 days, Dustin. Yeah. 9 days to the trade deadline. We're getting there.
And so I think everybody's going to keep calling around, see what they can fix, see what they can add. We've seen the reports of Hollywood Brown could be ready by the playoffs. Andy Reid with the hilarious audio bite yesterday. I know nothing. He knows how to speak to law enforcement, knows how to speak to media people. That's how you respond to somebody that, if you get pulled over. So, do you know how fast you're going? I know nothing.
Yeah.
Andy Reid, genius. just take that and run with it. There's a stain on the floor of the house when no one was home except you. And it looks like you were drinking the same liquid that was on the floor. I know nothing. But, you know, could there be another move? I don't know. But either way, there's a pretty good game coming up on Sunday at 3:25 in Las Vegas. Cody and Gold will be there, by the way. They're going to have their show live today there and tomorrow. Alex Gold, Goldilocks, live from Vegas. So you want to tune in and get those fresh off the press Vegas odds.
Mm-hmm.
Does it sound like Desmond Ritter is going to be the starter?
I don't know. Does it matter who the starter is right now for the Raiders, right?
To me, it does, because Desmond Ritter has yet to play a snap in the NFL this year. And what I saw the Chiefs defensive line do to Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Gardner Minshew is kind of like, to me, a poor man's Fitzpatrick, where like, I think he's going to hold the firework until the very end of the fuse, then throw it, not be afraid if it blows up in his hand or not.
Sure.
But he's going to leave you on the edge of your seat.
And he's going to play for a bleep load of time and make a nice living in the NFL.
Which is terrible for Vegas fans, because they probably want a good draft pick, and Gardner Minshew's going to go out there and try to win a game. Like, right. Hey, pump it down a little bit.
Well, maybe that's why you start Desmond Ritter then, right, if you're the Vegas
and
Raiders.
So
that's
if true. Desmond Ritter plays, Ritter versus Spags is one of the biggest unfair matchups there is this weekend, because what they did to Brock Purdy, what they've done to every team so far this year, mm-hmm. other than maybe you can give Cincinnati and Baltimore a pass because they're the only teams that have scored 20 or more points. I won't feel bad, but I also like think about this game. Like, if Desmond Ritter turns the ball over twice and the Chiefs score on both those, and the Chiefs also score in their offensive possession, you might be right that this game could be like a 41-3 type game, like that Bears game was last year.
Sure, I remember that Bears game very vividly. That was Matt Nagy revenge game, you know. Against,
and what is this?
This is a Patrick Mahomes revenge game, right?
Yeah.
No, these revenge games. I was on with a station in Las Vegas yesterday talking a lot about this kind of stuff. Right? They said about 3 years ago, you said the Raiders were like a booger on the end of the finger of the Chiefs that they were trying to flick off. I go, yeah, and the host goes, you were right. I go, yeah, of course I was. I mean, the Raiders have been irrelevant for a very long time, but when there's revenge on the minds of the Kansas City Chiefs, mm-hmm. they go out there and they exact that revenge, very much like Tom Brady used to do, very much like the Kansas Jayhawks used to do. They would create, you know, reasons to get fired up for a game that on paper doesn't seem like it's a real big matchup, right? It's a big mismatch on paper. It really is. Like, you've got Desmond Ritter. I'd rather see John Ritter playing quarterback, quite frankly.
R.I.P.
Yeah, one of the great character actors of all time,
my
John
wife and
Ritter.
Dating my teenage daughter.
Three's Company was the, you know, John Ritter was fantastic actor, fantastic comedic actor. So he's no longer with us. A Problem Child, which, you know, could have been based on you.
Very much so. Clowns. I hate clowns.
Yeah. What a great movie, though. Really? I mean, like an old-timer.
One and two.
So much fun. But anyway, so we were kind of having these conversations about, you know, the revenge game and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, yeah, I think when the Chiefs have in their mind they want to get revenge, they're going to go out there and get revenge. I said, the only difference is this time is we got a slew of injuries, right? You got Hollywood Brown. We know the injuries, right? So it may be hard to put up those 41 points mm-hmm. because you don't have the personnel to do it. I still think it's going to be kind of game on, because you're seeing people talk about Patrick Mahomes not playing well this year and all this kind of stuff. But they just find ways to win. And if they don't go out there and blow out the Raiders, that's fine. You come away with a win and you're sitting at 7-0 after the first 8 weeks of the season heading into November, and you still haven't lost a football game. I mean, that's a pretty big deal. So I think this team's going to be ready, and whether it's Desmond Ritter, whether it's Carson Wentz, whether it's whoever playing quarterback for the Oakland Raiders, they're going to go out there and they're going to punish that son of a gun. And I don't want to be behind center for Oakland, because I do think Chris Jones is going to get after it this weekend. This could be another big day for the defense.
Couple of quick notes. The last time the Chiefs played in Vegas, they won a Super Bowl.
That's right.
Max Crosby said, of course, this is via NFL.com. It's a year ago's article from February 23rd. You know what? It's motivation, he said on his podcast. Guess who's the last team to beat them, though? Who's the last team to beat the Chiefs? These dudes. They did it. So it's okay. It's cool. Like I told them, we'll run it back. We'll see them again. They got to see us. We got to see them. And we've already given them the recipe of how to do it. You fast forward down to what Antonio Pierce said last year. we've got the Jordan rules. Mm-hmm. And what I'm calling from now on, as long as I'm here, the Patrick Mahomes rules. So you remember when Jordan was going through it with the Pistons, all those guys in the 80s, before he became Michael Jordan, Air Jordan, the Pistons used to whoop his ass anytime he came to the hole, elbows, feeling him up, love taps. We touched him when we're in the head, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, I'm touching you. So I showed those guys Jordan getting his ass whooped. And that's what he wants them to do to Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. Good luck.
Good luck with that.
So not only that, that's on record. Kermit the Frog's on record. And Max Crosby, Christmas Day recipe, smoking stogies in the Chiefs locker room on record. And the only thing the Chiefs have done is sprayed champagne and put red and yellow over their locker room after winning the Super Bowl.
And that's exactly where it's going to continue this weekend, because those are the things that motivate. Those are the things that get people fired up. And these folks in Vegas yesterday are like, you do know like what happened with that puppet. I'm like, yeah, some fan gave it to the player, but that doesn't matter. They're still going to use that as the motivation to go out there and whoop their ass. They've been circling this game for a very long time, since the day the schedule came out. I got emojis texted from people inside the organization, 1027 and the popcorn emoji. Like, they're ready for this game. They're ready to go. They're ready to kick the Raiders' ass. And you know what? If it does get the 41-3, people are like, why doesn't Andy Reid finish people off? I think this may be the weekend you see Andy Reid say, you know what? F it. Let's go finish these guys.
This is the most excited I've been about a bad matchup in a long time.
In a long time, right?
Like,
yeah.
This on paper, which I know that, you know, Tim Kirkchin and guys like that will tell you, like, on paper is not how they play it.
Correct.
But, like, we can do this tomorrow. I mean, this is not going to be a fun game for Vegas.
And I don't think it is either.
Calm down, Dusty.
Now.
But look, Chiefs never lost in Vegas, and the Chiefs have so much motivation. Oh, and by the way, Patrick Mahomes has a new toy.